ओम शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी याद लेके
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances, as I reached the subtle region, what did I see there? I saw Baba, and there were many, many brothers and sisters already emerged in front of Baba. Baba was giving everyone drishti. I then saw that as Baba was giving drishti, each one was receiving a very beautiful throne, an individual throne. And all of them were getting seated on their thrones. So it was looking very beautiful, as though it was a gathering of kings and emperors. After a few seconds, Baba looked at me and said, "Child, what are you looking at?" I said, "Baba, today everyone is seated on the throne." Baba said that today Baba has great pride in the children. Bharat is celebrating 75 years of independence this year, for which there's going to be a program today in Abu. And Baba is enabling the children to attain self-sovereignty. And so this is why Baba has great pride in the children who are to be world transformers. They are the ones who are going to rule the world. Baba then raised his right hand and just indicated with his finger. And as he made that signal, each one received a tilak on their forehead, which was sparkling like a star. And very beautiful letters were written about the stone, about the tilak. World sovereign rulers of the globe, the light that was emanating from tilak represented the virtues, and the other rays represented the powers. Baba then said that these children are full of all virtues, full of all the powers. They are the ones who have all rights. They have full rights over the father's property, over the inheritance. So Baba is seeing the children in this form and is very happy. And then what happens, there is a shower of light from up above on all the children, as though a shower of golden roses were falling on each child, and everyone gets decorated very beautifully. After a few seconds, Baba was giving drishti, and then the scene starts to kind of dim a little, and then from somewhere suddenly a storm comes. So the children who were seated on their thrones, they come down, come off their throne and sit in front of it, and they're trying to hold on to their throne. But the throne was moving up and down. Some are trying to pull their throne towards themselves. Some are holding it in place with both their hands. Some are just looking at how the throne is flying up in the air in that storm. So Baba asked, "What happened?" So the children asked, "Why are the thrones flying in this in the wind in this manner. So as Baba told them to look at the thrones closely, there are some children who have made their inner stage so slack, and this is why their throne was moving here and there. It was swinging like a swing. There were some children who had forgotten the father, which is why their throne was going from up to downwards. They were coming downwards. There were some who were not in their self-respect, and this is why their throne was just flying off up above. Baba then said, the father is making the children self-sovereigns, but sometimes the children give less attention to their inner stage, their self stage. So they come off that inner stage. Sometimes they come into the consciousness of ego, the arrogance of I, for which reason the throne flies off in the wind. There are some children who are not even connected to certain matters, but they get so involved and trapped in it. They trap themselves in those matters which don't really concern them. And because of that, their throne keeps rotating in the wind, revolving in the wind. The Lokik people have such attention that they have to do such work that their country is glorified. Bharat has always been great from the early times. You children are also great. You're the ones who are going to make Bharat great again. So keep the father with yourself, maintain a high stage, stabilize yourself in that great stage, be seated on your seat of self-respect, then you will be able to experience all powers, you will be able to experience a stable stage, and you can enable others to also have a good experience. Then you'll be able to present Bharat in its golden form to the world. Baba is giving drishti and a lot of love to the children. My children, these children are the foundation of the new world. So make your dharma so strong, because the entire world is founded on that. When the foundation is strong, then you'll be able to bring forth the new world and the new kingdom. Baba was giving a lot of love to all the children. Baba has given the responsibility. Children are fulfilling that responsibility at the end of the bhog to Baba. Baba fed the bhog to everyone, sweetened their mouths, and said, the children always carry out special tasks, glorify the father, and now you have to complete the task of bringing the new world. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.